There is a real threat of U.S. military action against Colombia, President tells BBC. Huge anti-government protests in Tehran and other Iranian cities. Videos show watch. Buildings in Tehran set on fire as demonstrations spread across Iran. Minnesota officials say FBI blocked their access to ICE shooting probe. Venezuelan government begins releasing political prisoners. Vance criticizes Denmark and Europe's handling of critical. Greenland. Trump withdraws U.S. from key climate treaty and dozens of other groups. Influential China church reports arrests as crackdown on Christians intensifies. Tennis. Kenya admits it shouldn't have let an amateur compete after viral defeat. Spain's Catholic Church signs deal on sexual abuse compensation. Australians brace for property loss or worse as bushfires destroy homes. One dead, 38 missing after massive landfill collapses in Philippines. U.S. involvement in Venezuela could last years. Trump says Lebanese army says it has taken over security in Hezbollah-dominated south. U.S. halts assistance to Somalia over claims food aid was illegally seized. Saudi-led coalition says UAE helped smuggle separatist leader out of Yemen. Algeria apologizes after player mocks Congolese superfan dressed as Pan-African hero. Australia PM announces royal commission into Bondi shooting. 1 million spent hours without heat and water after Russian strikes. Ukraine says the secret mission to fly a president's body back home, pilot speaks to the BBC. How do we look Indian? Students' killing puts spotlight on racism in India. Two starkly opposed Americas laid bare by deadly ICE shooting. Bowen, Trump risks pushing world back to Age of Empires. Who was Renee Nicole? Good, the woman killed by ICE? Analysis, why Trump chose Maduro's VP over Nobel winner. We are not for sale. Greenlanders express fear and indignation as Trump eyes territory. Inside the sub-zero lair of the world's most powerful computer. How tariff disruption will continue reshaping the global economy in 2026. Watch, eyewitnesses recount deadly ICE shooting. Video shows moment U.S. immigration agent fatally shoots woman. Tracking the oil tankers seized by the U.S. Watch, Trump says Maduro copied his dancing. Did he? Does the U.S. have the right to take over Greenland? What's the relationship between Venezuela and Cuba? Oil prices rise further on supply disruption bets. Venezuela jitters subside. Chevron, Vitol, Trafigura vie to control Venezuelan oil exports, sources say. Gold prices pair losses ahead of U.S. payrolls data. Exclusive, Chevron in talks with U.S. for expanded Venezuela oil license, sources say. Cubans brace for more hardship as U.S. pressure on Venezuela chokes off oil. Exclusive. Vitol receives preliminary U.S. license to begin negotiations on Venezuelan oil imports and exports, four sources say. Trump withdrawal from bedrock UN climate treaty raises legal questions. U.S.-China can balance roles in Venezuela, U.S. energy chief says. Can the U.S. put a price tag on Greenland? India-U.S. trade deal stalled after Modi did not call Trump, Lutnick says. BYD launches new Linhui sub-brand for ride-hailing, fleets. As Saks teeters, department stores bet on shopping experiences. TSMC posts Q4 revenue of $1,046.28 billion above forecasts. Saks troubles overshadow cashmere king Cucinelli's department store gamble. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.46%. Stifel names two best building materials stocks for 2026 growth, cites huge infrastructure upside. TSMC reports lower December revenue but strong Q4. Annual growth. China CPI inflation hits near three-year high in December. PPI decline eases. Japan household spending unexpectedly picks up, signals steady consumption recovery. Subdued Irish consumer sentiment little changed at the end of 2025. Bessent worried more about loss of leverage than revenue if Trump loses Supreme Court case. U.S. weekly jobless claims edge up. Third quarter worker productivity surges.